On this week's episode of the We Don't Know Either podcast, host Joe and Jonathan talk Norwegian holiday traditions, the oldest state capital, and the continuous legislative use, and the Star Wars Christmas special.
Happy Life Day.
Yes, happy Life Day indeed. It is the holiday week. Trivia is off on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But if you still need a stocking stuffer or a gift, or you're returning something that you want something better, you can get the We Don't Know Either book, available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, filled with all of your fun trivia facts. Your family and friends are going to love it. Enjoy the show, everybody.
Enjoy the show.
Enjoy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into episode number 356 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Michael.
I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Joe.
We got Joe and Jonathan, both host extraordinaires here on the show. What's up, guys?
Good to be back. It's been, over a year now?
Yeah, over a year now.
At least.
Well, what's been happening in your year?
So this year, I became a captain. So Coast Guard certified, which I'm never going to use. It's always been a dream of my dad's. So that was exciting. I have a little passport-looking book.
Ooh.
Apparently you can use at TSA, so I'm putting off getting my new license.
Nice. All right. Get after it. Joe, this is your first time on the podcast.
Yeah, happy to be here.
What are you most nervous about?
Well, I used to do radio, so I'm pretty used to the whole booth feel. I'm just anxious every time I hear how I sound, you know, on a recording, because it's totally different from the way I sound just talking out loud. That's a human thing, and I'll never get used to it.
Yeah, there's very rare, I feel like, to find people that actually enjoy listening to themselves.
No, it's existentially terrifying.
Yeah.
I enjoy listening to myself. I like to think I'm quite pleasant.
That's why you probably have no friends.
That's fair.
Oh, my God.
Other people tell me I'm pleasant. I don't tell me I'm pleasant.
I actually was hosting the other night at World of Beer in Rockville. They said they appreciated that people were nicer to me on the podcast. That was a true quote. So thank you to the gentleman that said that at World of Beer in Rockville.
So we'll find a way to change that this week.
I'm sure.
No, Michael, you know, it's all just in love. So why don't you actually kick us off and you start off our interesting facts, and we're going to guess and we'll give people points and there'll be some trivia stuff happening.
Absolutely. So it's about the right time of season. Star Wars.
Yeah.
We got the new one coming out.
It just came out last week, actually.
Yep.
We're not talking about the holiday special, right?
No, absolutely not.
Fun fact, that's one of my family traditions. We watch the holiday special most Christmas Eves. So.
But why?
It is... Sorry, go ahead, Lindsay.
You haven't really lived until you've seen a Grandpa Wookiee masturbate. You know, you haven't lived.
Wait, what?
That's debatable.
That's definitely a scene in the holiday special. And that's, I'm obviously joking, that's not why we watch it. We just think that it's hilarious and very funny. But yeah.
As I understand, it's the only Star Wars full-length movie on YouTube that doesn't get taken down for copyright infringement.
I don't think anybody would want to claim that.
That's fair.
You also can't get it on, DVD or VHS. George Lucas and company of, it's like $500, $600 for those tapes, so it's really, really hard to find. So YouTube stream or bust. Also, the first appearance of Boba Fett. Fun bonus fact.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Oh really?
Yep.
Okay, so, but mine is not about the holiday special.
Oh, bummer.
So it's a pretty straightforward question. Who's the only actor to appear in every single episodic film?
I'm going to sit here quietly because I'm not a movie person.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So,
cool. Welcome to the podcast, John.
Good to be back.
We love when our guests sit silently in the corner.
So we're talking episodes 1 through, I guess, 9. Is it out
nine.
Yet?
It
will be by this...
it is already. Yes,
is
as
already.
A matter of fact.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's already out. And obviously there will be no spoilers on this episode.
This is the smallest of smallest spoiler, but this character is indeed in the movie.
Okay, so this is a person that is in all of them.
All 9.
Okay.
Hmm.
I have an obvious guess, but I want to throw it to you first, Joe.
Well, my immediate guess in terms of characters, because I'm trying to think, because Luke Skywalker is not in the prequels, so it couldn't just be Mark Hamill.
And remember, I'm looking for the actor,
I'm wondering if George Lucas does like a Stan Lee thing where he's like in the background somewhere. That's my immediate thought.
All right. I like the logic train on that.
I know he makes a cameo in episode 3 where he's like, an ambassador in the back of the theater as Anakin is rushing out. Mild tangent, that ambassador gets his own like spin-off in the Star Wars extended universe, there are action figures of George Lucas as a character.
Now, are they canon?
They're canon.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what are you locking in as your guess here?
I'm going to say George Lucas. It's just because it's the best guess I got.
Okay, I got two guesses.
I'm gonna limit you to one.
Ooh, okay. So in terms of characters that are in all of them, it's been many, 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 many years since I've seen the prequels. But I think that C-3PO was in them at some point. So I would think that Anthony Daniels would be a fair guess that was in every single of the 9 episodes, but I can't remember specifically in the prequels, but that would be my guess. Or Frank Oz, in terms of the Yoda.
Oh, another good guess.
So before that, we actually had a question last week about C-3PO and the actor. So if I were to guess now, I'm along that line, but
okay, well,
I don't know enough.
So Jonathan, because I like you so much, why don't I give you the Anthony Daniels C-3PO answer, and I'll take Frank Oz, and hopefully one of us will be correct.
In this case, Jonathan is correct.
Nice.
Hey.
Anthony Daniels, the reason that I'm blanking on his name right now, the actor that played R2-D2, I believe he passed away in 2015, and then but they had already replaced him for The Last Jedi.
Wait, was there an actual person inside of R2-D2?
Absolutely.
Kenny Baker,
thank you.
Okay, I was wondering, does he do the beeps and boops? Is there a voice actor for R2-D2?
I don't know how much of the voice acting he does with the beeps and boops.
I don't think so. I know he's definitely the guy in the droid costume.
So he's physically like walking underneath that. That just sounds like he would have to crouch over a lot. That sounds bad for his back.
He's a little person.
Oh, okay.
I apologize if that's not the correct term. That I believe that is the correct term.
Yeah, no, he's at 3'8" is his height. So
Wikipedia does say he did make the beeps and boops process through other effects.
Oh my god, I love it.
So he's got a little like soundboard in there almost.
Something like that.
Yeah, so he made the beeps and boops.
But
yeah.
It's valuable that it was, you know, it was the man inside the car. It was his voice. It was his voice the whole time.
Yeah, 3'8" tall. I wonder how tall actual R2-D2 is. That's something. That's a good bonus fact. But unfortunately, he passed away, so he didn't get to be in all of the episodes, right?
Correct.
All right, cool. I love Star Wars. So, R2-D2 is only 3'6", so must be some music. Movie magic happening there.
Must be.
Some movie magic. All right, Joe, you got a segue from Star Wars into your fact?
Yeah. So I was trying to think about fun holiday facts, and I recently did some travel just this past summer across the pond all the way towards Denmark.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you traveled to a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, no, I wish.
And there's your segue.
Well, there we go. But I was trying to figure out what it is that I could think of, and I realized that I had seen all these different Christmas time traditions. I was over in Denmark, and I saw all these different ones about, like, oh, what are you eating? What are you drinking? What are you wearing? So I found there's an object. In Norway, every Christmas Eve, every family hides this object. You have to hide it away in your house. Can you guess what it is?
In Norway. What do we know about Norway, boys?
I know a fair amount of Norse mythology. I don't know if that's tied to Norway at all, though.
I don't. I went spend a few days there, but it wasn't during Christmas time.
Yeah,
so.
I've never been. So,
and if it was, I wouldn't be able to find whatever it was.
I highly recommend going in the winter just because it's a super fun place to spend Christmas. Like, it's their whole deal. And also, all the tourists are gone, so they're really authentic.
Interesting.
Okay. Wasn't Norway the basis of Arendelle?
You know, I actually have no idea about that.
Yeah, so I think it's the basis of, or partially based, because that's where, in, you know, as all things, we can trace back to Disney, but the Epcot Showcase Norway is where the now Frozen ride is.
I do have it as on the Disney Wikipedia Norwegian inspired kingdom.
So yeah. So are you guessing they hide their Frozen DVDs or?
Yeah, they're Anna and Elsa dolls. Which, by the way, I was hosting the other day, and we used a music round that had "Do You Want to Build a Snowman" in it, and the artist's name was Kristen Bell. And I was like, "Don't worry, everybody, I accepted Anna, but I did not accept Anna." And that didn't get as good a laugh as I felt like it should have.
You see, I stole that from you too. The tomato thing. I've used that, and it always gets a good grumble.
Yeah.
I made sure to tell the people that I did accept Adele Dazeem.
Wow.
Okay, so we're trying to figure out the object that they hide in Christmas time in Norway.
Yes, on Christmas Eve specifically, it's a tradition to hide this. You got to hide it away in your house.
If you find it, what happens?
It's not so much that if you find it, so much as you think people will be looking for it. You're hiding it because other people are coming to look for it.
Oh, okay. So you're hiding it for other... So people just can come into other people's houses?
Well, so not really. It's quasi-mythological.
It's an older tradition.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
An older tradition. Okay. I know... You go ahead, John.
I'm turning my brain. I keep going back to like an Olaf on a shelf now that you said Frozen.
Olaf can't reach the shelf. He's only 5'4".
Only in summer.
Did you see the meme? We'll talk about it later.
Did you see the meme? We'll talk about it later. Okay, I think that this might be German culture, but correct me if I'm wrong, and it's very possible, but they hide a pickle ornament on a Christmas tree, and if whoever finds the pickle ornament first gets to open the first Christmas present.
I saw that on Twitter. I don't know if it's Germanic. Definitely not Norse, but it's but that is an interesting tradition. I just love how, like, apparently if you've done that all your life, you have no idea that other people didn't. You thought it was a whole tradition. Twitter is an interesting world.
Yeah, okay, so it is German. That's confirmed.
It is German, okay.
My family is German, and we never hid the pickle.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
that wasn't meant to be a joke. That was just a genuine statement about my family. We're too busy watching the holiday special, honestly.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I am clearly wrong, but I will be wrong again.
I got nothing.
You don't have a single object that people would want to hide in the holiday season to throw a guess out.
Well, tied to Christmas, no. My thought is if it's something based in mythology, I'm trying to think of like some old Norse stuff where maybe it's, you know, some sort of mythological creature that wants to come in and steal food or something like that. And I'm trying to figure out maybe like chestnuts, maybe.
Chestnuts? What about Stormbreaker?
You got to hide Stormbreaker. Well, you should have gone for the head in the first place.
Yeah,
but
right.
If you did, then you'd have no need to hide it.
That's very, very true. Okay, so, Michael, what's your guess? You're guessing chestnuts?
I'm going to say, for lack of a better anything else, chestnuts.
Pre-roasted on an open fire or
exactly.
Post?
Oh, no, pre.
Okay, all right.
Because the smell's going to give it away if they're already roasted.
True, fair.
Well, you roast them in the shell, so it's pretty contained.
Oh, that's fair.
All right, what do you got, Jonathan? Any guess at all?
I've gone through and I went with the food route also, and I've been looking at traditional Norwegian foods on Wikipedia, and I can't pronounce any of them. So if it's any of them, that's my collective guess.
Oh, man.
Something like, I don't know, pickled herring. I know that's Swedish, but no, actually. So apparently, at least in, I don't know if it's like Norse Germanic mythology, because it's not derived from the Norse myths.
No.
But what they actually do is they think that Christmas Eve is when witches come out. So they will come to your house and look for your broomsticks because they need more broomsticks. So you take your broomsticks or brooms or whatever it is you have and you hide them deep in your house. Now, my first question on this was, aren't they already like in the closet? Like where else? So I guess then the follow up is, well, that would be where they'd look. So you have to put it somewhere more obvious where they would never think to look. Than that. Like, you put it in plain sight and hide it. I have no idea. I'm now just curious how you hide something that was already deep in a closet. But no, they think witches come out on Christmas Eve, so.
Okay, so you gotta hide your
broomsticks. Hide your broomsticks.
Follow-up question. So, it's obvious that witches fly on broomsticks. That's, like, a commonly known
That's
fact.
That's just accepted.
Wouldn't you want to give them the broomstick so that they could fly away from your house? Or maybe they're good witches.
I mean,
I don't know, just because I don't know if you want to give them that kind of aerial advantage.
Yeah, you don't want to ever see the high ground.
Exactly.
That's a prequel meme.
I'm just assuming that they're like seagulls, and they think that if they get a broomstick there one year, they'll be back. Like, they're like, this is the house. They needed to get a new broomstick. It'll be nice. It's new.
Yeah, once you set the broomstick precedent, it's all downhill.
Oh, yeah.
You just really get swept away.
You're the guy who gives broomsticks to witches.
Really get swept away in all that broomstick giving.
Swept away. I did get a compliment on your... on your puns last week. So.
Oh, man. I don't know who gave you that compliment, but I love them.
Just to encourage you.
But
why, Jonathan?
And to Michael, we told you we'd pick on you this week.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so broomsticks in Norway. That's cool.
Broomsticks in Norway.
Do you think that Americans should also hide their broomsticks? Is that something you would recommend and endorse as Joe, grad student, trivia host?
I feel like at this point, most Americans don't have broomsticks. They'd have to hide, like, you know, a vacuum or a Swiffer or something, which... I think just for the diversity of it, absolutely. Like, it's a good idea. At a minimum, it forces you to take your Swiffer out of your closet, which Lord knows more people need to, like, vacuum more regularly, so it gets it out there. Maybe gives the suggestion.
So does that mean I have to hide my Roomba?
I think the Roomba hides itself.
I was going to say, they get chase the Roomba, and that's entertainment.
Keeps
all
you entertained for hours.
DJ Roomba.
DJ Roomba in the house.
I had this really great vision of a witch flying away on a Swiffer. You know, in Halloween Town, and there's that scene where the witches are low ground and they like fly out.
God,
and in Hocus
yes.
Pocus, there's always a scene where the witches goes by, but they're only like 10 feet in the air. And I'm picturing them riding the Swiffer and somebody looking up, and then the Swiffer wet juice gets in their eye.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I just had a vision.
There's a Key and Peele sketch about inner city wizarding schools and the disparities you have, and they have Quidditch. But they don't have the like school supplies to do it, so they have people riding Swiffers.
All right, well, we will absolutely put that in the link dump. So, Jonathan, Michael, who's got a segue? Oh, Michael already asked.
I've already gone.
I have a segue.
Okay, you have a segue.
For once.
I should have said me or you. I'm sorry, Michael. I forgot about your fact. I was thinking too far into the witches.
So, speaking of brooms, something that you would sweep is a casual dining restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So, my question has to do with casual dining restaurants and music labels.
Oh, okay.
So there's a casual dining restaurant that has its own record label that's released about 30 songs. Can you name it?
When we say casual dining, does that include like fast food or like fast casual?
I went off of Wikipedia, called it casual dining.
Oh, God. So like full McDonald's. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I think I know this, so I will withdraw for the time being.
Okay, so a casual dining that's got its own record label. My first guess would have maybe been McDonald's, just because I feel like their jingle is so prevalent and out there. But I guess there's not a lot of versions of that, right? There's Justin Timberlake's. And I'm trying to think of other ones with big jingles, but I don't know if I'm leading down the wrong track. Or is this something like a Chuck E. Cheese where they have performers and, bears that dance?
Or like stock music.
Yeah, yeah. So, or what do you hear in the background of it? What do you think?
I'm actually trying to think more of like, well, what would have been released by a restaurant? So what would like go on Spotify? And that makes me think it's got to be something more meme-y than that, like Wendy's Twitter or Denny's Tumblr or something like that.
And it is on Spotify, because I spent last night when I was looking stuff up, I spent maybe half an hour just listening to this music.
So
and it's been stuck in my head.
If I had to guess, I would say Wendy's, just because I would bet Wendy's Twitter made like a Spotify playlist, and then they went further and added their own tracks, which, you know, because they are a big company, they can afford to produce that themselves.
They're all just diss tracks, though. Wendy's doesn't make anything that's not a diss track, to be clear. Diss track and baked potatoes coming at you. You want that mini frosty? Okay. I'm trying to think of other ones that would make sense. I feel like Chuck E. Cheese is my guess, because they have a bunch of kids' songs that they perform, and it would make more sense for them to produce that in-house and give that out to their franchisees. And that's something that I wouldn't necessarily come across my lexicon, because, you know, I'm not into the Chuck E. Cheese kid music at this point in my life. Not yet, I guess, anyway. So I'm going to lock in Chuck E. Cheese.
You're both wrong. Michael, you want to take your...
If I'm not mistaken, I believe it's the Waffle House.
It is the Waffle House.
Ooh.
Waffle House.
So Waffle House has about 30 songs out there, all on Spotify. I'll play one for you guys after that's been stuck in my head. There are raisins in my toast. It's super catchy. Other top songs, Waffle Doo-Wop, Special Lady, 844,000-ish ways to eat a hamburger, and so on. So it's they never really top their jukeboxes in the stores, but they have them out there, and they're way more catchy than they should be.
So Waffle House has a record label, and they're a FEMA indicator for emergency awareness. Wow, what can't they do?
They do it all.
Besides making a pancake. No, I'm just kidding. No, they have...
Shots fired.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to Waffle House and getting a pancake? It's me, honestly. I greatly prefer pancakes over
waffles. You also go to IHOP and get waffles, don't you?
No. Waffles, or at IHOP, it's just unlimited shrimp.
You can get burgers now,
too. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
IHOP.
The last time I was at IHOP, it was 3 a.m., and I ordered $30 worth of food. So,
sometimes that's what you need.
Yeah, but, I mean, ordering $30 worth of food at an IHOP is an accomplishment. So, I ate it all. And then they say, hey, Lindsay, or, well, they don't know my name, but how many chocolate chips do you want on your chocolate chip pancakes? And I do the Ron Swanson, all of them. I think you heard a little bit of chocolate chips. No, I want all of your chocolate chips in here, and the chocolate syrup, all the sugar, please. Okay. So I'm going to segue in the sense that breakfast has been around for a long time, as has our local governments, I don't know. Yeah, that's sure. Really, really bad. But we only have another minute, so I'm going to very quickly get into this fact. So I would ask you guys, which U.S. state capital is the oldest in continuous legislative use? So this is the state capital that was built. Some government stuff happened in it, and government stuff is still happening in it today.
When you say state capital, do you mean the physical Capitol building?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is the state house. So this is the oldest state capital in continuous legislative use. So that is my question to you guys.
With no discussion around it, Delaware comes first to mind. I don't know why.
Because they're the first state, probably.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Delaware with no thought, because that tends to do me well.
Okay. I was trying to logic my way through this to an answer. My immediate thought is it's almost it has to be one of the original colonies. Starting there. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be New York, because I assumed a lot of that stuff was done in New York City before the capital was moved to Albany.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, and after all the logic, I just have a gut reaction that I think is wrong, and I'm going to go with. I'm going to say the Virginia State House, so I'm going to say Richmond.
Okay.
My immediate thought was like, okay, New England colonies. Delaware was the first state, but it wasn't the first settled. So I'm thinking like even pre-revolutionary, but I'm from Boston, and that's a very nice state house. That thing does not date back to the 17th century.
Of course the Boston guy's like, oh, it must be a New England thing.
Well, I would bet money it was a New England thing. But if I had to guess purely based on population and like use, my guess is that something actually – you know, like a newer state house, newer than the super old ones, got less use. Like I'm thinking maybe like Vermont, Montpelier is not a big city. Like the use as it goes, like it's less likely to wear down. So I think I'm going to go with Vermont, even though it's not original 14th state. But
all right.
How'd I do?
Your logic sounded great, but was wrong. and everybody was wrong. So I stumped you. So it's actually Maryland and the Maryland State House. It started building during the Revolutionary War in 1772. It was completed in 1797. And the State House in Annapolis is still in use for legislative purposes today. All the governor's offices are there in Annapolis, and they're doing some stuff.
I should probably have known that, because my girlfriend works for the General Assembly of Maryland. So that I've been there. That I probably should have just read the plaques.
Here's what I heard, though, as somebody that answered Virginia, was I was physically closest.
Oh,
therefore,
physically closer.
I was definitely the most right of this crowd.
That's very true. But other big notes. So Annapolis was actually the capital of the United States from 1783 to 1784. It was the first peacetime capital, which is something that I had learned as I was doing research for this fact. And it's the only state house to serve as the nation's capital. And also the big thing that happened was where the Congress of the Confederation, technically speaking, ratified the Treaty of Paris in 1784 at this state house in the Senate chamber, in the old Senate chamber. So
that is really cool.
Yeah. And Washington resigned as the commander in chief as well. So check
in
it
Annapolis?
Out. In Annapolis?
Yep.
At the old Senate state house. So what? Tying it into my fact. So we need an interesting phrase. A secret phrase.
A secret phrase.
But it's not really secret, because we're going to say it out loud. So, Joe, say something.
I feel like the most interesting thing we've heard is 488,000 ways to cook a hamburger.
All right, cool. So, 488,000 ways to cook a hamburger. Jonathan, what's that secret phrase?
844,000 ways to cook a hamburger.
Honestly, if you just put ways to cook a hamburger,
yeah. we're just going to go ways to cook a hamburger.
Especially because I rounded.
Yeah, we're gonna give you points. So ways to cook a hamburger, ways to cook a hamburger. That is your secret phrase. If you're celebrating any sort of holiday this week, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, all of the things.
Or Hanukkah even.
Hanukkah. Yeah. What did I say?
Hanukkah.
Oh, sorry, Hanukkah. I can't speak correctly. It's at the end of the episode. Please forgive me. But I want you to have a very, very happy holiday.
Absolutely.
This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Michael.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Joe.
And we don't know either.
Bye.